Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we pick a random show, we throw it on, and we see how long we can hang on. Except this week, Anna Seawald wanted to jump in line. She went out to Podcast Rodeo Show, clicked on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. It's $5 to get my first impression. And her show is called Authentic Moments, Parenting, Emotions, Trauma, Mindfulness. So it's basically called Authentic Moments, and then she's got some keywords there in iTunes. And her description in iTunes goes as follows. Popular parenting podcast on iTunes. Do you get triggered by your kids' behavior? Are you feeling stressed out, overwhelmed, and less patient? Do you want your kids to listen? Do you want to parent differently than your parents? To be a great parent, we need to work on ourselves. Parenting our children is a great opportunity for self-improvement. On this show, we talk about ideas and strategies for helping you to increase self-awareness, become more mindful, be trauma-informed, and find authenticity, happiness, and become calmer. The website is authenticparenting.com. The episode we're going to listen to is called Childhood Trauma, Reclaiming Your Authentic Self, right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And it goes a little something like this.
I believe that we all have this door kind of inside our chest, our core. It's this big, like, marble door. Behind it, it's this raging, powerful ocean. And many of us are not letting that door open. Many of us are scared of it. For me, it's about opening that door, allowing ourselves to come through. That to me is our authenticity. That to me has to be cultivated.
Okay, a little bit of a teaser. Happy music. And I'm going to assume the voiceover starts in 4, 3, 2, 1.
Today on the podcast, we are talking about traumatic childhood experiences, how they impact the trajectory of our life and parenting. Hello and welcome to Authentic Moments, a podcast that gives you ideas and strategies for personal growth in the context of parenting.
Nice.
If this is your first time tuning in, welcome and thank you so much. This is a show where we talk about the importance of inner work, becoming trauma-informed, befriending our feelings, finding authenticity, presence, in order to be the best version of ourselves and parent from the heart. I am Anna Seawald, a psychologist turned into parent educator, and I help parents to create deep, meaningful relationships with their kids, learn how to communicate effectively, get kids to listen, how to discipline without punishments, set limits with kindness and love, and so much more. You can learn all about my approach and even schedule a 30-minute complimentary session with me today on my website, authenticparenting.com. My guest for this episode is Guy McPherson, PhD.
He's
a husband, father of two kids, and a psychologist who specializes in the treatment of trauma and early psychosis. He's also the host of one of my favorite podcasts on trauma called Trauma Therapist. I will have links to his website, to his podcast, and everything related to this episode in the show notes page, and you can access that by going to authenticparenting.com/authenticity.
Nice.
Guy is so passionate about trauma and his work, and his dedication to his work just shows through his words, and I so admire people like him. Please enjoy this deep, insightful, and honest conversation with Guy McPherson.
Right, let's see if she does a double introduction. That was a good introduction from the heart. I liked
it. Guy McPherson, welcome to Authentic Moments. Thank you so much for being here today.
Anna, thanks so much for taking the time. It's again, it's an honor to be here. And as I said before, I really admire what you're doing. So thank you.
Yeah, you've been on my list of guests because everything about trauma is of interest to me. I am passionate about trauma because of personal history, obviously, but I also work with a lot of traumatized people.
Not really obvious.
And it seems like everybody I meet these days has some kind of trauma. And of course, as you know, as a trauma therapist, when we become parents, the trauma of our past shows up in some way of sort in our parenting. So I want to talk to you perhaps about that. I know you're a dad, right? How many children do you have?
I have two. I have Finn, who's 8, and then Gemma, who just turned 2.
All right. So this proves his validity. So he has children. Okay.
And a little bit crazy, as everyone who has kids knows. But there's so many things that just like light up for me when you're talking about this topic. So I think it's a great topic.
So let's talk about trauma now.
Okay, then let's get started. So what lights up for you when you heard me say that we bring our past into parenting?
Well, first of all, when you said you're continually surprised about how many people you meet who've been exposed to trauma or experienced trauma, it's so true. And I was just recently working in a particular county job, and I was working with kids who were showing early signs of psychosis. So we were getting calls, and part of our job would be doing intake call, you know, on the phone. So we were treating kids between the ages of 12 and 25, but most of these kids were 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. But the calls you get are from some parents, teachers, counselors, therapists. And Anna, it's just, you get these calls and they're telling you what's going on, but they're not disclosing anything about trauma most often. And then you start asking questions.
I'm kind of bored.
Questions, and it's just inevitable. It always comes up. And then what about, you know, has there ever been a time when they've been exposed to domestic violence or trauma? And oh yeah, there was that one time. First of all, so many kids experience it. And the other thing too is a lot of people, it's not on their radar as something that is super impactful.
Okay, so for the most part, the show was good. I like the opening intro was a little woo-woo for me about the marble door into my chest that unleashes the ocean. Okay. But I liked the way you started off the show, and that was nice and neat. This is what we talk about. Then you had your introduction with a very brief kind of call to action. Some people might poo-poo that because you're asking people to sign up. We're not asking, but you're just mentioning that if you want to sign up for a consultation, that's available. Some people would say don't put that at the beginning because you haven't given them any value, but you did it so briefly. I'm going to say no harm, no foul. The guest is a trauma expert, and I like the fact that you kind of had that nice little warm-up question of, you know, tell us about your kids, and what were the kids' names, Nert and Leaf or something? It was kind of different. And but the next question, I guess to me, it had me wondering, well, what do you guys consider trauma? Because when it's like, well, everybody has trauma, I'm like, well, yeah, everybody has trauma. Nobody's life is perfect. Even if your trauma is you're overweight and you get a gym membership, well, that's a new set of trauma because now you got to get to the gym. You've got to figure out how to do that and get your exercise in before going to work and smelling like a pig. There's always going to be trauma. So I'm not sure. I would have liked to have a definition of what is trauma. The one thing you said, something about la da la da da da, for me, obviously. And I was like, no, not for me. It's not obvious. So I'm not sure why. I guess because you're, I don't know. I didn't quite connect those dots. But all in all, the pace seemed good. I'm just not sure. I get the feeling if I listen to the rest of this interview that this guy does not give short answers. I just get that feeling. And so all in all, this definitely had potential. I like the fact that you mentioned that you're a psychologist, so I kind of know why I should listen to you. I just, that opening story for me didn't do much. Everybody has trauma, which I guess is a good point because I guess people think they don't have trauma. That's the point. But for me, And this has nothing to do with you. That guy's voice started to get on my nerves just a little bit. I don't know why, but he was kind of just had that whole soothing kind of voice. I don't know. It was just me. And again, that's just my opinion. But all in all, not a bad podcast. So if you'd like to get your show on the Podcast Rodeo Show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. So you go to these Fiverr things and it's $5 for this and another 10. And no, it's $5. And if you want a full review where we go over your audio, we go over your video, we go over your message, we go over your delivery, we go over your graphics, everything, go over to podcastreviewshow.com. That's where I bring my 12 years of podcast history and teaching people technology, along with Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach. He's got 30 years in radio, and we will give you a full review. So this is Dave Jackson thanking you so much for tuning in to the Podcast Rodeo Show. Remember always to enjoy your ride.